Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, it is February the 11th, 2021, as we are continuing our growth series for the year of 2021 and for the month of February. As we continue on, this is also Black History Month, and we want to salute and honor those who have trailed the way for all of us to do what we're doing currently today. I'm super excited to talk about the new what we got coming up on this show today. And it's going to be a great show because we're going to have so many things that we can talk about that's going to assist everybody who are looking to build their businesses and growth in this year, 2021. Of course, we already know what happened last year in 2020. It was very turbulent times, to say the least. If you're a business owner, your company likely had to contend with some major upheavals, stressors, and challenges. In fact, 92% of small businesses reported that they had to reinvent themselves in order to weather the COVID-19 crisis. But it's a new year now. As we celebrate and deploy for the first COVID-19 vaccine that's coming out, we're all hoping that we might be seeing the faintest light at the end of this tunnel of 2021. Basically, will be another year of reinvention, and we can all hope a better and brighter one for the growth of our businesses and making sure that we do each day that we continue to expand ourselves and innovate ourselves in ways on a creative level. But, you know, I was thinking about it because I was sitting up here talking to some of my friends that's in the, of course, that's highly into the levels of management and also in marketing and also in basically utilizing the technology that we have today. What we are looking at right now, the shift, the change, and all things that's going on is basically what's happening in social media. So we have a social media guru like Luke Luntz. He's just 21 years old. This guy, Mr. Luntz, has built an incredible, successful High Key Clout Incorporated, a social media marketing, branding, and technology group that he's put together. And to basically, you look at it, a young kid like that who has put something solid like that, it really gave me some insight. And I want to share a few of these insights with you in reference to building your business so you can basically grow in with social media and gain some sales in 2021. So in the spirit of this year, 2021, will be the best year yet for your business. And here are some simple tips. I'm going to just say simple tips. Six tips that you can help you grow in the new year, this year, 2021. We're talking about growth. It's the most important commodity to me on the planet. Without growth, we don't live, we just exist. And that's not what we're here to do. And so, number one, you want to be focused on building your lifelong relationships. One of my favorite takeaways, basically, from the conversations of talking with people across the country and also around the world, is this, and the idea that you should treat your customers, potential clients, and your team as you would someone with whom you hope to build a lasting, lifelong relationship with. Because here's the thing, the more you build relationships with people, the more they're going to want to continue to learn and grow with you if you're on a growth mode. if you're in a growth level, if you're in the have a growth mindset. And as long as you have that continually going, that's going to continue to help them to see and connect with you on levels of growth. And everybody wants to be on that point, that path of growth. And so when you think about it, ladies and gentlemen, this will help you seize the moment and opportunity and gain some insights to a lot of different things that you normally wouldn't get to. So this is why I love the concept, and I truly believe that putting people first is the best way you can invest in your business. Strong relationships are like Miracle-Gro for a small business. To quote the legendary American auto executive, Lee Iacocca, businesses, after all, is nothing more than a bunch of human relationships. I'm going to say that again. Business, after all, is nothing more than a bunch of human relationships. So when you think about it, one reason why it's so vital to invest in real, meaningful relationships with customers, your clients, is that customers' trust is an all-time low right now. If we look at the data, that shows 65% of customers trust the companies that they buy from less than they used to, and then 69% of the customers state that they don't trust advertisements. Well, you can look at it. Why? Because of so much that's been going on and so much fraudulent stuff and so much fake stuff and fake news that's been going on about this and that. So you have to be careful, mindful of what your consumers are looking at. And so you add this to the fact that the cost of customer acquisitions has risen more than 50% over the last 5 years. The bottom line is that there is more competition than ever and more ads and products competing for our attention. But you can use this to your advantage. If 81% of customers trust family and friends over advice from a business, then at least try to treat your customers like family. One company that does this brilliantly is Raj Jana's Java Press Coffee brand. His investment is going above and beyond in customer service and is responsible for his business growth skyrocketing. The reason being is because he's treating his customers like family. Well, you can find ways to make your customers feel valued and demonstrate that you are interested in their experience beyond the order confirmation page. And if you think about it, ladies and gentlemen, as a web designer, since I do web design and marketing, and we have this radio show, my focus and goal is to talk to not only entrepreneurs, but also consumers and people who are looking to grow and build with others. And so somebody, you would love to have a family meeting or family group outing. We'd love to do those. We have those on a regular. Well, during the pandemic, we haven't had that in a while now. But before the pandemic, everybody used to gather in groups, in settings, basically talking about this and that. Well, where did you get that shirt? Where did you get those pants? Or what did you see? What was the last movie you saw? What were the things that you did? So commonality, things that was common to them that they saw that was kind of exciting or interesting to them. If you don't make that into your business model and you don't incorporate any of that into your business model, then you're not really going to gain your trust with your relationships with your customers. One thing I've learned as I continue to build and grow websites for clients of mine across the country is this. You build relationships based on the needs and based on what's common to them and understanding, and basically become a great listener. You can become a great listener. You can gain a lot of information. You can also give insights to helping them, and you can kind of basically give them some good tips on things that can benefit them in the long run. But the bottom line is you're building your relationship with them to get to know them, to get to understand what they're excited about, what they're not excited about, what gets them going during the day, and what doesn't. And so when you look at the balances of that, we have to take the time to really get a chance to learn and know the customers that we interact with on a regular basis. That's basically what it's all about. So you want to find ways to make your customers feel valued and demonstrate that you are interested in their experience beyond the order confirmation page. Remember that. Sometimes it can be as simple as making sure your customers feel heard And 2020 was a rough year for everyone. We knew that. Investing in relationships can look like basic listening and empathy. Indeed, studies have highlighted the value and importance of listening as a sales tool. And I say that with definitely emphasis, because you want to be a good listener. If you're a good listener, you can be a good earner. Notice what I said. A good listener can be a good earner. When it comes to your staff, you should be thinking in the same terms. Studies have shown that employees who build a meaningful relationship at work have 50% increased job satisfaction, as well as a greater commitment to their jobs and a strong sense of social impact. When an employee feels valued, as if they were worth more to the company than just a revenue that they bring, they will feel more invested, and this will translate significantly for your customer relationships. It's a domino effect, ladies and gentlemen. You understand, if you have employees, you treat them as such, valued, then they're going to treat your customers as such, valued. Value equals value equals more profit. And because you don't value, if you devalue, less value to your employees is less value to your customers, which is less profits to the company. You see that? So this is why we want to get to a new level here this year, 2021. As we start now, this is the second month of the year, getting ready toward the first quarter of this year, 2021. How are your sales going? How are you basically strategically putting together your game plan? Are you implementing it on a daily basis? What's the growth size of it? Are you interacting with your customers? Are you being a good listener? Are you reading the feedback that you're getting off your websites? Do you have a customer list that you put together, or an email blast where you can send out information in reference to your company on promotions, marketing campaigns that you put together, and then also incentives to give them for basically taking a look or purchase of the product? So you have to start giving as you start getting today. And if you're just talking about just getting and not giving, then you're not bringing value. Number two, know and focus on your core customer. With so much competing for our attention, it is more critical than ever, basically to connect to customers and clients who will have a genuine interest in your product or service. It's absolutely critical that you identify your core demographics and focus on marketing strategies directly on them. The more we focus on that, the better we are. What is your age demographics? For what age groups are you reaching? 18 to 25, 25 to 40, whatever. But yes, it is an ideal world. You'll be able to appeal both to tween skaters and seniors who shop on HSNs. Sounds nice, but, you know, let's get real about it. You have to know who your bread and butter customers are and appeal directly to them, their hopes, dreams, and pains. Notice I said that. Their hopes, their dreams, their pains. You got to deal with it all. So as the counselors, are we becoming counselors? In a sense, yes. Everybody's keep asking me that. Well, if I got to do all this, am I becoming a counselor to these people? Yes. Be swift to hear, slow to speak. Swift to hear, slow to speak. Because now you get a chance to identify what the need is, what their hopes are, what are their dreams, and what they're going through painfully. Swift to hear, slow to speak. As with many things in business, this begins with data. Start with internal data on past customers and focus on creating a customer profile. This includes basic demographic information, but it's also important to dig a little deeper and try to map customers' psychographics. So if you think about it, what are their values? What are their spending attributes? What makes them excited and what makes them tick? Question. Answer? Like Luke Lunt said, all emphasis, social media analytics is a critical tool to identify and begin to target your core customer. Facebook, Instagram offers analytic data on your audience, which will show your age ranges, geographic locations, gender, as well as giving you data on how marketing content is performing. So if you're putting together a marketing campaign on social media, you can always get information, data analytics, and all that direct from Facebook, Instagram, and any other social platform that you use. Why? Because all this data will help you put together a comprehensive picture of what your core customer demographics look like. While the impulse may be to market as to many customers as possible, this type of target marketing basically will be much more effective, especially for small businesses. It will help you carve your niche within the market. Your market, whatever your market is, whatever industry you're in, you don't have to try to saturate the whole market. Just get your niche of the market. Get your piece of that pie. With 70% of marketers failing to use this type of data for targeting advertising, you can give yourself a real leg up by leveraging data to your advantage. You don't have to get the whole pie. And this is why a lot of marketers fail, because they want to try to saturate the whole. First of all, you're a small business. Let's keep it real. You're a small business. You're just getting out there in the marketplace. You're part of an industry. You know your industry. You want to get a piece of that pie. You want to target the niche of the marketplace that you can gain hold on to. And the more you do that, the more effective you become in leveraging the data that's given to you in your social niche. Think about that. Number three, social media is one of the most critical tools in your arsenal. I love that. In case you need a reminding, of course, ladies and gentlemen, social media is still one of the most important tools that you have to have at your disposal as a business owner. With 52% of new brand discovery happening on public social media feeds, more and more advertisers are looking to paid social media ads as their bread and butter. Annual spending on social media ads is increasing every year and expecting to hit over $50 billion in 2021. I just said $50 billion in 2021. So paid social ads are the number four ways customers find out about new products, trailing behind only word of mouth, TV ads, and search engines. I'm going to say that again. Paid social ads are the number four way consumers find out about your new products, trailing behind only word of mouth, TV ads, and search engines. When you consider that 31% of 16 to 24-year-olds are finding out about new products through paid social ads, it's clear that younger consumers who are gaining buying power will justify even more investment in social media advertising. It's not just ads, ladies and gentlemen, that give you exposure on social media. On Instagram, 60% users report that they have discovered a product on another person's profile. Direct relationships with influencers will help to drive sales and business. Influencer marketing is a sure bet, with 89% of the marketing professionals ranking it as a compatible or better return on investment than other marketing streams. So if you think about it, talking about direct relationships, key factors that we put into play when we're targeting our products or services to a particular group, within the age demographics that you're reaching, with the number of people who are viewing it, and then the money you spend on advertising on social media. You gain more control, more visibility than anything else. But the importance of brand visibility on social media illustrates another reason why identifying your core demographic is so important, getting your product into the hands of people for whom it is strong lifestyle fits, or connecting with clients who will be open to sharing their experiences, which will create more genuine interest and exposure on social media. Because the goal is to get it into people's hands. Relationship building, making sure you got the right product, the right price, the things that you want to showcase that's core to your business. That's the way to do it on social media. Number four, direct connections drive loyalty and interest. You know, effectively communicating your brand identity and promoting your products and services on social media is no longer just about regular posting and advertising. Engagement and direct communication are very important in social media strategy. Just like how I can talk to some of them on that ask questions in reference to the product, I can now engage with the customer or the prospect directly, giving them information about the product, where to go, what information they have so I can answer any questions they have, and then now we're basically in dialogue. One way to connect meaningful with customers and potential clients is through direct messaging outreach on Instagram and other platforms. Yeah. You know, Lynch from High Key reminds us that Instagram DMs are as common to look at as people's text message. Well, text message is always good. But data supports this as well, showing that 47% of millennials use Instagram as a messaging app. This should be a major area of focus for your social marketing strategy. 47% of millennials use Instagram as a messaging app, so you know this should be a major area of focus for your social marketing strategy. As an example of how this can be effective, Lunch points out to his own company as a strong example of effective leveraging direct social media communication. 90% of our business revenue has come from either us selling in the Instagram DMs or our affiliate selling in the Instagram DMs. But I've seen the power that this type of personal connection has in driving business to your front door, basically because now you're directly interacting with the clients through direct messaging. And I love having the chance to chat with people who are connecting to my content. Even if they are not prospective customers, I feel that this is the personal connection, and it is integral to the philosophy of my business and what we do and how we connect with other people. But how we build relationships is also going to be the critical key point of us continue to communicate. And then guess what? They'll be sharing their experience with us to others. And then they'll basically continue to share what we have based on what they saw and what they felt and what our interaction was about. And then they'll start liking what we're doing and following us on every level after that. And so if they see something that they want to get into and purchase and buy from us, then they'll just go ahead and do it. So you want to build into your business model and make it a priority, ladies and gentlemen. Consistency is the key, though. Fail to follow up on engagement in a timely manner will reflect badly on your brand and could be a killer for potential opportunities. So You want to continue to engage with potential clients and customers on social media. This is a good reminder. It's usually not a matter of if someone will open your message and possibly respond. It is a matter of when. So you need to make sure you be available to immediately respond and spark up a conversation as quickly as possible. Number five, reach out with concise offers. Now, if you're hoping to leverage social media outreach to your advantage, Mr. Lentz emphasizes that it is important to deliver offers that are short and sweet, to the point. While people may spend almost an hour a day on Instagram, you'd be unrealistically optimistic to think that they will be given more than a glance at a cold offer in the DMs, in their DMs, direct messaging. But this doesn't mean that it's not of value to reach out. The key is to strike the balance between quality content and brevity. This is important. People don't like being overwhelmed in their Instagram's direct messages or DMs, and if they are being pitched, they will likely to see the offer as quickly as possible, and basically they'll drop it like a hot potato. This is a valuable lesson, not to just use in the space of social media, but also in traditional marketing and email listings. Having an outreach strategy is also crucial here, because rather than mass messaging, message coming direct from the brand's package or a generic no-reply email, consider delegating a team member to focus on outreach marketing messages had a 561% better chance of reaching customers when it came from an employee rather than from direct from the brand. So here are a few other steps that you can take into handle, so that way you can definitely keep up with your clients, lead with your product or service. Number one, you're effective, more personal, geared toward the person who is receiving the offer. Three, include data that packs a punch. Four, close with the emphasis on return on investment. And five, stay away from the languages of doorbusters. Don't emphasize that buying have a short window, or that they have to act now or miss out. It's not Black Friday. It's not your brand's image at stake. Customers remember how you made them feel. So the important thing is to remember, ladies and gentlemen, is that more than ever, you'll be being sold on products and offer all day, every day. To stand out here, make your sales pitch concise and personal where possible, and focus on the value that they offer. And number six, reinvest in your brand. So if you do this, ladies and gentlemen, reinvest in your brand. This is one is evergreen, but for as often as we hear it, this advice hasn't diminished at all in value, because here's the thing. If you reinvest in your brand, you're basically taking in from your first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. You look at your profits, you look at your losses, you look at all of the different things that you could have done in marketing campaigns that you put together through these quarters, and now you begin to see exactly what you gained, what you didn't gain, what you could have done that could have given you more leverage had you have made it more personable, and how many relationships have you built during each of these periods. And consider this. Most people will be remembering your brand, your company, because you stayed consistent. And you was very concise and to the point when it came out to their needs. Because you only satisfy three things, ladies and gentlemen, in the marketplace, is what people want, need, and can afford. The more you say focus on that, the stronger you get, the better you are, and your brand continues to grow on a consistent level. And so this is why you want to consider your brand anesthetics for strength and weaknesses. And the question is, does your brand convey authenticity? And, you know, you want to make sure you have all of that. And what feelings and ideas would you hope to invoke for your customers? And also, do you have unified anesthetics throughout your social media and large branding? What does your logo look like? What is your website is like? Is your website interactive? Do you have email listings? Do you have feedbacks that you get in chats? Can you chat with? Can someone chat on your site? Can someone actually get in touch with somebody real time? And then on social media, do you give that option for them to chat real time with you? And how fast do you get back to their replies if the question is asked to you about your brand or your company or your product? So you have to basically gain all of this data, making sure that it's real time all the time. And that's how you build your relationship with your customers. And this is why it's going to be more effective, more powerful to grow in 2021. So the more you make it personable to them, remember, swift to hear, slow to speak, the better you are. And ladies and gentlemen, our time is up. I want to thank each and everyone for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm super excited to be able to be the presenter today to share this opportunity for our businesses across the country and as well as around the world. So, again, if you want to learn more and you want to get some more great tips on what we shared today, you can go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And, again, I want to thank you all. Next week we're going to have continue on our growth series in the month of February as we continue to have some more special guests on our show, businesses and owners who are basically striving to do their best this year in 2021, what their goal is for this year, and also what they're doing each and every day to reach out to the marketplace to help others as they help themselves. And I want to thank you all. Keep up the faith, and ladies and gentlemen, keep building the dream.